troubled teens and children will get a dose of country air along with their therapy. Meritor's current facility is in downtown Madison. The new one is miles out in the rolling hills of Dane County. That's where Regina Milner, chair of Meritor's board of directors, outlined their plans for the property.
On this land on which we're standing, this beautiful, beautiful piece of property, we're going to be building a place of healing, a safe haven for teens, for families, for children in crisis.
The 22-bed adolescent and child psychiatric hospital will take advantage of the outdoors for recreation. Inside, there will be areas for therapy, seclusion, and education. Kate Vanderblumen of Wanakee was one of those at the groundbreaking. She's the mother of a 7-year-old diagnosed with Tourette's, autism, and obsessive-compulsive disorder.
Often he would ride his bike throughout town without regard for others on the road. He even fell off our roof because he wondered if he could fly.
After this dangerous behavior, along with acts of aggression, Vanderblumen took her son for 3 separate stays at Meritor's former facility. She said medical staff eased initial guilt and fear about leaving her child in the care of someone else.
They tucked him in bed, read to him, and when he lost a tooth, they made sure that the tooth fairy paid him a visit.
Psychiatric problems are the number one reason teens in Wisconsin are hospitalized. For children, mental illness ranks second behind injuries. The new psychiatric hospital will cost $4.2 million. The Meritor Foundation hopes to raise half that from private sources. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.